So here on the racing show, I'm delighted now to be joined by Norman Gundill. Norman, a very good evening to you. Did you have a good New Year?
I did, yes. Quite quiet, as it happened, but we had a lot of building work done to the exterior of the house just in the lead-up to Christmas, so we struggled to get the house cleaned up, which we succeeded in doing. Unfortunately, we weren't able to go down to my son, so it was just my wife and I on our own, but... I thoroughly enjoyed the rest and the peace and quiet.
Oh, fantastic. Well, the reason why I've got you on the races show, not only to have a quick look ahead to what we can look forward to at Pontefract for 2018, but it was all over the Racing Post yesterday that George Challoner is joining the team at Ponte.
He is indeed, yes. He starts in about 3-4 weeks' time. He's coming to join us because... as you will know, the world gets ever more complicated and touch wood, we have been ever more successful and we need some additional assistance with the management. He's going to work primarily under Richard Hamill and he's going to train up as a clerk of the course. I'm still a clerk of the course, but at 75 I'm getting a bit... I mean, I'll keep walking around the course, but... rushing about on race days, I'm not quite as nimble as I used to be.
No, but just when I've been at Pontefract, you're still very quick at walking. You're quicker than the rest of us, aren't you?
Well, that's a comment on you, not on me.
And just looking ahead briefly, what improvements have you made to Pontefract ahead of the new season?
Well, at the minute, we haven't actually done anything. I mean, as you know, last year we spent... £500,000 on revamping the parade ring, which was in desperate need of it, and that has proved enormously beneficial and has received universal praise. It was a very difficult scheme because it was unique and we weren't quite sure how to do it, and I've told several people that the first day last year I stood in a corner and waited to see what happened, and then the horses started coming in and I saw a certain trainer advancing towards me and thought, gosh, now what? And he said, by Jove, you've done a good job here. So I immediately relaxed. We're going to do something similar to the horse walk from the parade ring down to the course, because that's only got a single wood fence, which is continually needing replacement, and then probably do the same to the pre-parade ring and put some more rubber surfacing down. So we've completely revamped the route that horses take to and from the course. We're doing quite a lot of general repairs this time. I mean, you know, although we're regarded as a small racecourse, in fact, the buildings are quite substantial, and like all buildings, they need looking after.
Yeah, you've got a beautiful little course there in West Yorkshire. What's your first day of racing off handy? Do you know when it is?
Yes, I know exactly when it is. We start. We actually start a week earlier than last year on Tuesday, 3rd of April, but that's Easter Tuesday, so... it depends on the weather, of course, but if the weather's decent, we could have a good crowd as well. We've increased the prize money for next year. We've put some more in ourselves because our media rights money is scheduled to go up. And, of course, as you probably know, there's been a revised levy scheme, which has resulted in more money coming in from the bookmakers, and the BHA, with agreement of everybody in racing, is endeavouring to put that into the lower end. So all the value of all the lower races are going up. Prize money this year was 1.1 million. Next year it'll be over 1.3 million.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, Norman, thank you very much for your time here on the Races Show. Happy New Year, and I look forward to seeing you throughout the year at Pontefract.
And I look forward to seeing you, Bobby.